Bob and Pam, did you know that the state of Wisconsin Corrections has a branch called Correctional Enterprises? So in other words, the prison system has multiple businesses that make products for the state. One of those industries is farming operation. The Waupun State Farm is an example where inmates that present minimal security risks are allowed to work on the farm, caring for livestock and crops. Wes Ray is the director of the Bureau of Correctional Enterprises. He explains the farm system and how inmates and the state of Wisconsin benefit from these farms. Mr. Ray also tells us about a newly formed partnership with Marine Park Technical College, which actually allows inmates to get further training and advanced dairy production knowledge in a classroom.
Across all three of our correctional farms, we have a herd of about 1,100 cows and a total of 1,500 acres. Most of them are tillable acres, but acreage like here on the farm, Oregon and Fox Lake are not tillable. So we, on the tillable land, we grow crops that we use to feed our livestock. Every day, our three correctional farms deliver, with our own milk truck, deliver about 58,000 pounds of milk to our full production dairy. And that production dairy includes only five employees who work to train and guide inmate workers in the production of milk, cream, ice cream, and sherbet. The milk, ice cream, and sherbet are sold to correctional facilities here in Wisconsin and in Minnesota. And then the cream is sold on the open market. There's not very much of it. And part of our sales are to Babcock Hall. They use a little bit of our cream as a minority for the ingredients for their ice cream. I think everybody's familiar with Babcock Hall ice cream. So we're glad to be just a small part of that product.
Tell us about our program that we're talking about today. It's not in every correctional farm.
The Waupun Farm Dairy Worker Training Program is a partnership with Moraine Park Technical College and the Department of Corrections. We have eight participants and graduates today. So they learn more about herd health and herd management, dairy herd health and dairy herd management, through the two classes they simultaneously took provided by Moraine Park Technical College. So they've been in class since the first Tuesday in May through the Thursday of last week, the last Thursday of last week, I should say. And so 3 hours on Tuesday and 3 hours on Thursday, so 3 hours per week, 8 weeks long for each class. When they complete those classes, as they have because they're graduating, they'll earn one credit each, so for a total of two technical college system credits and a certificate of completion that indicates not only are they reliable in coming to work, learning what they need to do, and getting it done, but we hope that that basic learning and basic commitment and follow-through, and then also the technical things they learned about herd health and herd management might help them get a more attractive or any job upon release to the community.
Very cool. Why don't you tell us just a little bit of the history of the program? Is this a fairly new program, or has this been around a while?
This is the first class in this particular program. Now, the Department of Corrections and Wisconsin Technical College System have partnered in other training programs, welding, computer numeric controlled industrial devices, but this is the first one of an agriculture nature. And so we're working with the Technical College System and Moraine Park campus in particular to, again, increase learning and employment opportunities for the inmates when they're released, and also to perhaps help address the agriculture workforce challenges that Wisconsin farmers face every day. The two goals are to improve the likelihood of inmate success when they're out in the community, because whether you've never been an inmate or you're a released inmate, having a job contributes to stability in life, and then also to address workforce challenges faced by Wisconsin farmers.
Very cool. Now, just who participates in a program like this?
So the inmates who are participants and graduates today are currently placed at the John Burke Correctional Center, which is here in Waupun, and they had an opportunity to learn about the program and the classes that they would take. They expressed interest in them. And then those who are interested, their test scores, math and reading test scores, were reviewed to make sure that they have a current understanding, an acceptable level of understanding that will promote their success. Because this is college-level material. So we can't have someone who isn't academically prepared come in and expect to succeed. So gentlemen who have the right level of tested math and reading capabilities, they were approved to participate. We had a goal of 8 to 12 in this first program, and we have 8 graduates today.
Why don't we talk about safety for a second? I look around, there's not even fences around here, so it must be a pretty safe bunch of guys we're working with.
So the correctional center system has only inmates who are minimum community level security. So John Burke Correctional Center has folks who are at that level of security according to the department's Bureau of Offender Classification and Movement, and then each of those inmates who expresses interest in a farm or farm job or learning opportunity has to be approved by the correctional center system warden for off-grounds activity. So they have to be at a certain security level to even be at the center, and then they have to be further reviewed, including at the warden level, to be approved to get outside the fence.
What's been the response in the industry?
So the Bureau of Correctional Enterprises has operations in agriculture, industries, logistics, and a transition program. And the transition program includes the work of two diligent half-time employees who work with inmates in their preparation for release and search for employment. So we have a record of, I'll say it's somewhere between 12 and 16 former BC inmate workers who have been employed by Wisconsin farmers. Now those inmate workers, when they were here, maybe some of them were farm workers, some of them worked in our industrial shops, but they learned general work skills and here on the farm, specific technical work skills that helped them get jobs with Wisconsin farmers. Of course, we have BC workers who were on the farm and in our industrial shops who got jobs outside of the farm industry, but we have them also who have been employed by farmers here in Wisconsin.
But what's been the most surprising part of this program? You said this was your first year.
We've been surprised at how excited inmates who did not grow up in farming environments, didn't grow up in farming communities, how interested and excited they are to learn these kind of activities. They don't realize, as I think many people who've never worked with livestock, they don't realize the complexity of herd health, herd feeding, the watering, the lactation cycle, the artificial insemination. That whole process is new to them. And so when you see their eyes widen, when they learn more about those kind of things, you realize this is a great learning opportunity.
With the success of this first round, do you foresee more inmates taking advantage of these opportunities?
Well, like I said, the technical college system and Department of Corrections have partnered for a long time in a whole wide range of learning opportunities. This is the first in the agriculture area. And when we're finished with today, in the near future, all of our partners, the Moraine Park Technical College, our Office of Reentry, and those of us here in Correctional Enterprises, will assess the good, the bad, the cost, the benefit, to determine whether we have an opportunity to do this again. I imagine we will, but we have to make a smart decision, and we don't have all the partners at the table to make that decision today.
You know, the whole concept behind a working farm, I mean, this farm has to pay for itself, more or less. Tell us about that.
Yes, all the Bureau of Correctional Enterprises operations are revenue funded. We make products, whether they're agriculture products, the milk, the cream, the ice cream, the sherbet, and sell that to our customers, or industrial products, wood and metal and upholstered furniture, license plates, signs and textiles and upholstery. All those things, we have to sell them. If we don't make products, sell them, and make revenue, we have to start shutting things down. So we are a revenue-funded operation here within the Department of Corrections.
As far as how many working farms are there in the correctional system right here in Wisconsin?
We have three correctional farms, Oregon Farm between Madison and Oregon, this Waupun Farm here just east, and then Fox Lake Farm. On top of all the dairy products, before the industrial product installation and delivery, our primary goal in your department, in your Bureau of Correctional Enterprises, is a successful inmate. Preparing an inmate for success upon reentry to his community, to our communities, that's our real goal. We provide them with opportunities to work, learn, and earn. Working inmates contribute to safety within the correctional facility because they spend their time, mental, and physical energy on the job. Learning inmates are more capable of being a strong job applicant and better able to become a valuable employee to a Wisconsin business when they return. And earning inmates, they make more payments, like restitution to victims of their crimes and child support to their dependent families. Those are our real goals in the Bureau of Correctional Enterprises.
There you have it. Pretty interesting day I spent out there at the Waupun Prison Farm. That was Wes Ray, the director of the Bureau of Correctional Enterprises. He said in closing that he is everything and excited upon the success of the first round of educational classes that were offered between Waupun State Prison Farm and the Moraine Park Technical College, and hopes that even more inmates take advantage of the programs in the future so that they might be easily employed after being rehabilitated into civilian life. From the southern end of the world's longest barn here in Madison, I'm Brian Keel.